For WKNO News in Memphis, I'm Christopher Blank. A portion of Tennessee Highway recently dedicated to conservative activist Charlie Kirk is now being changed after an outcry from Vietnam veterans. WPLN's Mariana Bacayao reports that the section of State Route 386 in Sumner County had already been named Vietnam Veterans Boulevard in memory of 25 soldiers who died during that conflict.
Vietnam veterans say they weren't told about the Charlie Kirk Memorial Highway before the sign went up.
So that was very disrespectful.
That's Bob Schricker, president of the Vietnam Veterans of America chapter in Sumner County.
You have Vietnam veterans that came home and were not welcomed. And now we see signage that again brings back those memories of not being welcomed.
Schricker says he agrees with what Kirk stood for.
It's just that it went up on the wrong highway.
State Representative Johnny Garrett, who represents Goodlettsville, worked to move the signs. In a statement to WPLN News, he thanked veterans for voicing their concerns. Mariana Bacayao, WPLN News.
A North Memphis park connected to the Wolf River Greenway recently reopened after a years-long revitalization. Rodney Baber Park was badly damaged by floods in 2011. Now, after a $7 million renovation, the redesigned park off North McLean and James Road has youth soccer fields, a playground, walking trails, and new facilities situated above potential flooding areas. Renovations to the historic Daisy Theater, commonly known as the Old Daisy, are now underway after the venue was closed in 2025 due to an electrical fire that damaged much of the interior. A project description filed with the city says the theater will be stripped down to its structural framing, with the damaged interior finishes being removed all the way down to the studs. The building will be rebuilt with new drywall, insulation, paint, trim, and flooring. The project could be completed by next spring. Early voting ahead of the August 6 election continues through Saturday. Here in Shelby County, turnout for Democrats is up 32% from the same election cycle in 2022. Republican turnout for the primaries is down 12% against that same year. This is 91.1. More news at WKNOFM.org and on the WKNO app.